You turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6, in verse 17, Paul tells young Timothy, command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. And that's a wonderful promise. He provides us with everything for our enjoyment. This has been a really, really trying time for a lot of people recently. Over the last week, I can honestly say I cannot think of a single person that I have communicated with who isn't struggling in one way or another. But I'm not going to give the enemy any advertising time here, okay? Just trust me, God is still in control. No matter what it is you're going through, God is still in control. A lot of spiritual warfare going on, but we know who the victor is, and we know whose victory we are going to stand in. So do not be afraid. St. Paul tells Timothy in this same passage that we're looking at in chapter 6 that we are to fight the good fight of faith. We fight this discouragement, this discord by focusing on the Lord. Fighting the good fight of faith means keeping the focus on the one who is the victor in the fight, and to remind ourselves who he is and whose we are. So we are to put our hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. We have everything. We have everything we need in Christ Jesus. Jesus himself made the promise to us. He said, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's not a future promise. That's a present reality. We are sons and daughters of the King. We dwell in the kingdom. The kingdom belongs to Christ. We are in Christ. Therefore, everything that is in the kingdom is for our use and for our enjoyment. God has given us everything. If we have him, we have his kingdom and everything that belongs to him. We're rich. We are rich. We're wealthy beyond measure. But there's always a but. I know. I'm sorry. But there's always a but. But we complain. We argue. We gripe. We never have enough. We're Americans. It's our right to complain that we don't have enough. I mean, I went on the internet, so it's got to be true. But anyway, I did one of those tests to see whether or not you're wealthy in the eyes of the world. You know, there are a number of those out there, so I did 7 of them. And I compared them, and these are common to all of the 7, all right? By the world's standard, you are wealthy. So here are the questions. Do you own more than one pair of shoes? You're wealthy. Do you own an independent means of transportation? And they listed a horse, a donkey, a bicycle, a motorcycle, a car. If you own anything that is a mode of transportation, you're wealthy. Do you have a choice of food to eat each day? You're wealthy. Do you have more than one? This one really got to me. I didn't realize this one, but do you have more than one change of undergarments? you are wealthy. And then on Business Insider, I found one that was geared directly for Americans, just within America, okay, by an American standard. Do you have money in savings? If you have any money in savings, you are wealthy. Will you have an ability to retire? If you do, you are wealthy. So, brothers and sisters, we have so much here in this realm. It's just truly phenomenal. And yet we're never satisfied. But regardless of our monetary worth, when we have God, whether we're rich or poor, when we have God, we have His heavenly treasure. Rich Mullins reminded us in a song, the song was, "You Did Not Have a Home." He says, "The hope of the whole world, the hope of the whole world rests on the shoulders of a homeless man." And St. Paul, you know, we think of St. Paul as this itinerant preacher running around all, but St. Paul had no means of income other than what he could produce as a tent maker. He was a poor man. And yet he says, "We live as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing everything." But we always want more. A lot of people say, "Well, I've got to have this for security for my family." Paul said, "Do not put your hope in wealth, which is so uncertain." Do not put your hope in wealth for security for your family. Put your hope in God, who will provide you with every need. Actually, Jackie and I were talking on Friday when we were having the Eucharist. Both of us have been in the position at different times in our lives where it didn't seem at all possible we would ever have enough to do what. And yet IRS investigated her, John, because there's no way they could be living on what they're saying they are getting. Yeah, that's right. No way. It's not possible. Yeah, but God is possible. God can provide. Amen? Amen. But there are other things, too, which try us, and we tend to test God in these things, too. Peace of mind. We say we've got to have this for peace of mind. We've got drugs or alcohol or whatever for peace of mind. Peace comes from the Prince of Peace. Brothers and sisters, it comes from God. Or we need to have respect. We have to pull our head up in the community. We can't look less than those who are around us. We justify ourselves and we surround ourselves with like-minded people. Why do you think so many people spend so much time on Facebook? Because they can be around like-minded people who will encourage them. Encourage them in what? Encourage them to find God and follow Him? I haven't seen a lot of that from what I've heard. I'm not on Facebook, so I can't really say. So what are we looking for? What is it we're looking for? He provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Isn't that nice? I mean, think about that. God wants us to enjoy life. He gives us everything that we may have enjoyment in the end. Can we be content with what we have. Well, St. Paul tells Timothy in the verses preceding the verses in the epistle today about this contentment. He says, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. Can we be content knowing that God has given us everything that we need? We have food, we have clothing, we have security in Him. We have everything we need in Him. And in that, there is great contentment. And according to Paul, with godliness and contentment is great gain. C.S. Miranda found this quote for me from C.S. Lewis's Mere Christianity. C.S. Lewis says, if you read history, you will find that the Christians who did most for the present world were just those who thought most of the next. Let me read that again, okay? If you read history, you will find that Christians who did most for this present world were just those who thought most of the next. The apostles themselves who set foot on the conversion of the Roman Empire, the great men who built up the Middle Ages, the English evangelicals who abolished the slave trade, all left their mark on earth precisely because their minds were occupied with heaven. It is since Christians have largely ceased to think of the other world that they have become so ineffective in this world. Aim at heaven, C.S. Lewis says, aim at heaven and you will get the earth thrown in. Aim at earth and you'll get neither. My brothers and sisters, we all need to be encouraged. It's been a hard time. We do. We need to be encouraged, and you need to be encouraged. And I can't do that for you, but I know the one who can. Not only is God not mad at you, God delights in you. In Isaiah chapter 62, verse 4, the prophet says, the Lord delights in you. And the psalmist says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. He doesn't just give us life. He gives us abundant life. The person who delights in the Lord values the giver more highly than the gifts. And in this giver, we have abundant life. We have the desires of our hearts, and he richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. What more could we ask? What more could we desire? Let me conclude with the collect that is appointed for today that Father Chris just prayed a few minutes ago. Let us pray. O God, you declare your almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. grant us the fullness of your grace, that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.